Greetings, pals.
Greetings, pals.
Greetings, pals.
Welcome to Short and Sweet Best. Oh, what is it?
On screen death.
No.
We've done that one previously.
Best
crying.
Best crying.
Hey.
Best and worst.
Yeah, but hopefully mostly best. We're going to try and focus on the positives.
We try to do the positive ratio these days.
That's just crying. That's my nature. Okay.
Okay.
But the bad ones are funny too.
This is a short and sweet. This is throwing the power. Best crying. Is that it? Are we sure?
Yeah. I believe so.
We'll check
it is. No, it is.
Who would like to kick us off? Who's a good crier?
No, I normally do, but if you guys want to.
Saoirse. In anything. Anything like
Saoirse Ronan?
My three big ones, no. The other Saoirse.
For the listener.
Saoirse Ronan.
Don't assume everyone knows.
I apologize. I shouldn't have assumed. I was going to try and match Saoirse with assume there. Kind of abandoned it halfway through. Assumtia. You know, in Brooklyn, in Little Women, in Lady Bird. Like, when she cries, I cry. I cannot avoid.
That can be said for you and anybody, though.
Yes,
this
but
is,
she's
this is
the
very broad.
Biggest one
on.
To one.
Hold on, Tom.
Yeah.
We're looking for a specific moment.
Okay, in Little Women, when she's saying that she thought she could live the rest of her life just without someone, but she didn't think she needed love, but she's just so lonely. But in Brooklyn, it's when she finds out that her mother's died back over in, or is it her sister? Can't remember. That movie's not great. But someone dies back over in Ireland and she gets the phone call and it's devastating, right? And in Lady Bird, she's always kind of like adolescent on the edge of tears in that movie, but she does cry even at the beginning with her mum in the car when they're driving, they're listening to The Grapes of Wrath. Every time she cries, every time she like has that wobbly little chin thing.
Yep.
You know, Florence Pugh's close.
The Toby
she does it
the
as
Toby
well.
The Toby Maguire wobbly chin.
Yes, absolutely. Patent pending. Yeah. It's
Save it.
Saoirse's
who I think of when I think of someone who's crying gets to me and sort of just like immediately triggers some. I'm an empath, you know,
I would say the same for Andrew Garfield as an actor, that when I see him cry, I go, that's good crying, just generally speaking.
He does in Silence. Have you seen Silence?
No, that's the Scorsese.
Yes. He has a moment in that. You've seen that?
No, I haven't. No.
He has a line in that where
he has a line in
I won't give to just one line.
Silence.
Where he's, I know, he really breaks the rules. He doesn't give a fuck. He has one line in that movie that people have seen it will know when someone asking what they should do if they're being asked to step on the object of Jesus, because you can't do that if you're a Christian in this time. It's like it's seen as sacrilegious. And they're like, if it's our deaths or trampling, what should we do? And it's a close-up on Andrew Garfield and a single tear like drops and he just goes, trample. And I like burst into tears every time he does it. Like he's so good at that.
This is what I'm looking for out of this. I want to know a moment where, I mean, look, all good actors within their rights can turn it on, right? But I want to know at what point do you, like you said, Andrew Garfield, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just like his face when he cries.
Okay, but
that wasn't, that's, you, not one of, you, that's not one I brought. I just was off the back of Tom's comment. I just wanted to say that he's very good at crying.
Well, okay, what's yours? That. Have you got one?
Oh, God.
On the spot.
It's Tom Hanks
in
Forrest Gump.
Oh,
he does a very good job in that.
I think for me, I feel like he doesn't cry in Is He Smart or Is He Like Me? I don't think he's actually crying there. So it's the
grave.
The grave.
He's so smart, Jenny. Yeah.
You'd be so proud.
Yeah. That's heartbreaking. I think
I did just watch the end scene of Captain Phillips.
Which I've never seen.
That's my number two choice.
Have you seen the film?
Yeah.
Because I Googled it and it was like Tom Hanks. And I just saw the scene and I was like, this is ridiculous that he...
You both
like,
haven't seen that movie.
I saw the start
I've
of
seen
it
the
years ago and I did fall asleep, sadly.
It's not great. It's a good watch, but the thing is the payoff is that scene.
Yeah.
Because you go through the traumatic events that he goes through and his composure is incredible in that film.
And have you heard him talk about it? Because they're filming it all live and it's all this, like there's three cameras roaming around, and when they're getting actually under siege, essentially, they didn't know who these actors were. They'd barely met them and they're coming on the scene with these giant guns and they're not speaking English and they're just shouting at them. And he was like, it was truly one of the most harrowing experiences of my life.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, you're acting, but good for you. Believe it.
No. Living in the moment. Anyway, the payoff is you see Tom Hanks at the end of the film who's been rescued finally. Oof. And he's sitting there in the medic bay on the ship and they're going over him and doing a check and making sure he's all good. And then all of that composure just washes away and he just lets it out. Like he finally starts shaking and crying and he just can't comprehend being alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Amazing.
It's making me well up talking about it now.
We should watch it.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess we should watch it.
That's my number two. My number one is Emma Thompson in Love Actually.
Okay.
To me, Emma Thompson in that scene when she's expecting the Christmas gift from Alan Rickman and then it's not the gift she thought it was. It's a Tony Mitchell CD.
Joni Mitchell.
Did I say Tony Mitchell? Yeah,
it's a Tobey Maguire.
It's a Weird Al Yankovic CD.
He's
brother.
Not as good.
No. Joni Mitchell. And she just has a quiet cry in the bedroom away from her family.
And so beautiful. And the folklore around this is that they filmed it, you know, 10, 11 times.
Mm.
And every time she cried like that.
Hits the mark. Like every time.
Always
turn it off. Go, oh, we're going for another take. She's like, oh, cool. And
there's something cool about that to be like.
Yeah, it's a skill. It's a real talent.
I did a day on a TV show. It doesn't matter. But the actor was coming in to do the scene where he sees his friend get shot or killed. By me. And ooh. They were like, everyone stay back. He's been in his trailer preparing. He's got to really get in the moment for this scene. And they shot it like twice. And he was like, not talking to anyone. And it's like, dude, relax. Like you're just going, all you're doing is going.
Look,
it's like, do you really need to prep that much?
But here's the thing. I mean, I guess some actors just do, right? I guess that it's silly.
We can't all be Emma Thompson.
You can't assume that everyone just has worked out the ability to turn it on. Everyone has their process.
True.
It's nicer to know that some actors can just do
it. I think that's the level that you go, oh, like Meryl Streep, Sophie's Choice,
far more impressive.
Something like where you go, that level of belief and distraught emotion that just comes out and you're like, how are you getting there?
Yeah, and you see an actor like the one you were just talking about, you sort of go, well, their process is a bit pretentious.
And they're also anywhere near the mark.
No.
Like it's emotional, but
they're doing three times the work and not even getting the same result. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get where you're coming
from. But Tom, you're okay. Like you'll get there.
I appreciate that. I've been silently crying this entire time.
I've got two more. I'm just going to throw them out here real quick.
All right.
I've got Anthony Hopkins in The Father.
Oh, not seen. That's where he has Alzheimer's.
Have you seen it, Tom?
Yeah, I'd forgotten.
Yep. Oh. Am I right?
Yeah, it upset me so much.
It's
really upsetting.
It's a really upsetting scene.
I just wasn't prepared for you to bring that movie up, which I haven't thought about in a long time.
Anthony Hopkins with dementia.
Mm-hmm. Wins an Oscar.
Yep. Crying for his mummy, you know, he's having having a real just a moment. I don't know how else to describe it.
It's the most vulnerable thing you could have. Yeah, where it truly
so
feels
exposed.
Like
it's
an elderly man who's so confused and so unmoored from time and reality that all he wants is the comfort that he can still recall from his childhood, and he knows that it's not coming, and he asks for he wants his mum, and it's very, very upsetting.
No, I want my mummy.
I want my mummy, and hearing him say that over and over again.
This is not a fun episode.
No, it was a bit of a bummer.
This is not a fun time.
Okay, but incredible. Like, you have to see it.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. And then, wait. No, last one. I promise I'll stop.
That's all right.
Daniel Kaluuya? Kaluuya?
In Get Out, the single tear the sunken
just
place.
Really impressive.
Very impressive.
It's the technical one of that because that's. And his face isn't crying. You know what I mean? He's just.
It's like Anthony Mackie in The Hurt Locker sort of thing.
Yeah,
where
just the tears come out,
the
mechanics of it, but there's no, you know, he's not playing the emotion.
That's a good one. Okay. So Uma Thurman in Kill Bill Volume 2. Twice in that movie, she has beautiful moment where she first realizes.
Frank, you haven't seen it.
It's like wild. He got up on his chair and aimed at the mic. Kind of impressive, honestly.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, when she realizes that BB is still alive when she comes around the
BB.
Corner. And
great
she's
name.
Like immediately
get emotional for that.
Gets emotional
great
about
writing,
it.
Tarantino.
Who's poo-pooing on things now, Frank?
Started just before this episode. Frank's like, I'm going to have fun and I'm going to be nice this episode.
Fun. Okay.
They have to both have.
I apologize, Tom.
And then she cries at the end when her and BB escape and she's in the bathroom and she's like, thank you that I get this back. Jim Carrey turning around in The Truman Show when he gets to the end of the world and he's in the boat.
Oh,
and you see him banging his fist against the edge of the world and then he turns around and his face is just a rictus of pain and agony.
Wait, the end of the film or when he's When's that?
It's where he's like gotten on the boat and there's been the whole storm that Ed Harris has sent, and he's like, made his way to the end, but it's just a wall and he's trying to find a way out and he can't, and you see him banging his fist and it's like 20 seconds and then he turns around and he's just like the most broken man you've ever seen, and it just immediately makes me burst into tears every time I see it.
Yeah.
He's so good in that. I guess I'd also throw in, just because we're talking like with Tony Mitchell earlier, with the Emma Thompson.
Okay. All right.
In Love Actually, the song that's playing is Both Sides Now, the Joni Mitchell song that is from Coda, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when she sings to her dad in Coda.
Oh, yes.
Troy, oh, I can't remember his name now, sadly. But
yeah, it was probably in the subtitles, I don't know.
This actor's name is. but yes, when she's singing, when she's singing to her father and he puts his hands on her throat and starts crying, that's a very emotional scene. Some beautiful crying
good
out there.
Choices.
Last one, she will tell Edgy 04 in 12 Years a Slave, right at the end, where he sees his family again for laugh and says, I'm so sorry I've been gone for so long. And that's very heartbreaking as well.
Oh, what's the movie that
Viola Davis, Fences? Yes.
Opposite
Denzel. Denzel?
Yes.
Yeah, Fences.
I haven't seen Fences. Yeah. She won for that.
I haven't seen
she?
The film, but I've just seen that scene.
18 years, I worked in the state together, the same place as you. It's
and
like,
she's like, she's one big slobbery, snotty mess.
The snot comes first. Yeah. She starts crying, the snot just starts running out of her nose.
But
again, the mechanical nature of it, there's so many people who are crying who just hold their eyes open and get watery and hope for tears to come. Ooh. Whereas some people, like, the emotion just pours out of
them.
And
what
it's
a
like,
scene.
You can't stop the bodily fluid. Something awesome about it.
You can't stop the bodily fluid.
Have you, Frank, have you got any good ones to add?
I was going to say Paraji T.
Taraji P. Tony Mitchell, Tony Paraji T. Henson.
Paraji T. Henson. In, I know the movie's not great, but Hidden Figures, the monologue where she gives about the coloured bathroom and the walk she has to take, it's just, again, it's just passion.
I think it works. Oh, I think she's very good in that
scene.
And
it builds and it builds and it comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have ones that we don't like?
I'm ready for my poo-poo.
Marcus has got his poo-poos.
I've got a big list, all right. Actually, so I'll go quick.
Go on.
Speed round.
Quick
go.
Fire. All right, speed round. Toni Collette in anything, but
what?
She's an ugly crier. She's a
There's a difference between being an ugly crier and a bad. Like, we just put Claire Danes' names up in light.
It's tough because... Okay, I'll say specifically Toni Collette in Muriel's Wedding. Now, I know I think it's meant to be intentionally bad.
Yes, it is. It's a bad movie, but she's funny in it.
But she's a very good actress and she kind of makes up for it. With
everyone says Toni Collette in Hereditary, apparently.
She does a lot in that, but it's great. Yeah. Sixth Sense, when she cries when he's telling her the story about how he talks to grandma. It's heartbreaking. She's beautiful in that scene.
One, I want to go back to good. Leo. Romeo and Juliet, I Defy You Stars.
Oh, yeah.
When he's screaming then, in the desert.
That's funny because Claire Danes apparently is famously bad.
Definitively ugly cry. Like the ugliest cry there is. I think it works, she just kind of in Romeo and Juliet and Homelander. Post Poison. Yes. Oh, yes.
In Romeo
Where he's taking the poison and she sits up.
Yeah.
In Homelander, her face crumples into, I can't even explain it. Like she's trying to become a Halloween mask. It's so
like
upsetting every time. But
a shrunken apple.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's but just one that doesn't want you to see it. Yeah. It's like, don't look at me.
It's
you know?
Very strange.
There's much going on there. Anyway.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, consistently.
Uncle Ben dies. That's a really bad one.
No, the Uncle Ben one's okay. It's Spider-Man 3 when James Franco dies. Oh, no. And... And he does the chin wobbly one.
Yeah.
In Uncle Ben dying, he actually feels it. Actually, Andrew Garfield's really good when Uncle Ben dies. That's a good moment. Oh, yeah.
That is a good moment.
But when James Franco dies in Spider-Man 3, Tobey Maguire just goes...
I'd forgotten.
And nothing happens in his eyes.
Franco dies in that third one. I think I've only seen it once.
Yeah. It's whatever.
Wait, Willem Dafoe in Platoon?
As bad?
As best death. We're talking about that still?
Nope.
It's also not.
Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3 for best dancing? We're still talking about that?
Yeah. I've got Shelley Duvall in The Shining, just when she's being chased by Jack through the hotel. She's comical. It is.
Yes, but I think that's... I think her performance is so easy to satirize.
It is.
A lot of horror movies of that era, you know. But she is... I think if you're locked in... what she's going through in that film is horrifying. I don't disagree. In a vacuum, you watch one scene and you're like, she's doing a lot.
I was locked in, and it is notably the moment that took me out of the film.
Interesting.
First time watch.
Okay.
Actually love.
I'm just horrified the whole time that like she's being chased. But
yeah, I get you. Quick fire, you did say. Mel Gibson in Signs. There's a scene at the dinner table.
At the dinner table, they're trying to hold back tears. Yeah.
And it's so strange. Really, I can't even remember that.
Eat the mashed potato. We're eating mashed potato. It's some stew. I don't know.
Is that what? Because Joaquin's they're all wearing the foil caps.
The tinfoil hats. Yeah.
Such a how is that movie serious? Yet the scariest moment when the alien walks across screen.
Farming those children. Rapido, whatever he says. What he's watching.
And then there's a scene in Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a scene where he walks through through.
Oh!
Yeah. He wailing.
Oh! Yeah.
He's in every list.
It's too
he's
long.
He's in every list. He's always there.
Best dancer. Best kiss.
They're my poo-poos.
I should watch Vampire's Kiss. I think that
it's very funny.
I think this scene works for me, but when people point to it as a reach and someone clearly going out of their depth, mm-hmm. I get it, is Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting. And I still, that scene works for me. But if someone watched it and went, come on, I'd be like, I know what you mean. It is, you can, unless you really, really give yourself over to that moment, it's so easy to see that as an actorly histrionic, I need to make this moment count. It works for me. But I get why people
we haven't talked about Zac Efron in everything.
In Charlie St. Cloud, for example. I want to talk about Matt Damon. Yeah. I just watched it like last week. That moment is killer. It is fantastic.
Yeah.
He just breaks down in Robin Williams' arm. And it's like his first film, basically. They've done basically. Like a couple of, like,
so
that's incredible.
Do you agree with Tom or
no? No, I don't think anyone even thinks it's reach.
I think that scene gets cops a lot of shit.
Cops a lot of shit, yeah.
I do think it works, but I know I'm kind of going on the level of like,
works so well.
If someone is really going like, you can see the work going into that scene so hard, and it's only if you.
I think you can see. Sorry,
no, it's okay.
Well, if you did it in drama class, you would see it.
Yeah,
it's not your fault, and you're like, yeah, work me up. Yeah, it's not your fault. You're like, you know, you're trying to work yourself up to cry, but then because he unleashes it so beautifully, mm-hmm. I think it lands. Because if he went. Okay,
so you think
and just did nothing to like one tear.
He's tiptoeing a very fine line.
I think
it cascades.
It just if you are going to meet that performance and go, I see exactly how much you put into this and I commend it versus buddy, like a little much. And I sometimes back in the day watched the movie and that was my reaction. And I've watched it a few times recently. I'm like, I think it's great. It's a great performance. Mm. It's a lot, but it's a great performance.
It's such a broad category that like there's thousands of moments in thousands of films. You know, I'm sure that we're forgetting a bunch. So
Tommy Wiseau in The Room. Why, Lisa? Why? You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
I just don't think that's allowed to qualify for any of our categories. I just think that The Room.
Yeah. Of course, it's a joke.
Like, you just can't.
I don't even see it as a cult classic.
It's too
I don't
easy.
Think it's...
I've been so tempted to bring that movie onto the pod so many times. I think I'm going to hold it until my birthday.
No.
So, yeah, next year.
Yeah.
Anyway, any other cries?
Cry for help.
The town crier's here. Ah!
Time to wrap up.
Stuffed puddings at the local train station.
What?
What town crier? What are you saying, you drunken fool?
Man, it's 2024.
What day is it? Well, today it's Christmas Day. No, it's November 25th, town crier. What are you? I'm sorry about this, everyone. Town
crier. You're not sorry. Threw in the pound.
Thank you for putting up with Tom's shit.
That was horrible.
That was Best Cry, short and sweet, Throwing the Power. My name's Frank.
My name's Marcus.
My name's Tom.
Send us an Instagram or an email, Throwing the Power on both of those things, throwingthepower@gmail.com.
Just tell us yours.
Just show us you crying.
Yeah,
do it.
Only good ones. Throw in the power.